to be the garbage man would never look inside your can. The only sorting going on was by the stray dogs on your lawn. And though pollution grew each year, our consciences were crystal clear. Out of sight was out of mind, and everything was fine. Suddenly the rules were changed, the water started tasting strange, and stuff you thought was out of reach came back to haunt your favorite beach. Experts started telling us to leave the car and take the bus. They started testing car exhaust and made us pay the cost. Used to be the only sorting going on was done by the stray dogs on your lawn, your lawn, your lawn, your lawn. But now, cans go into the can, glasses for the glass cans, but you must remove the labels if you're able to keep plastic pieces separate, or else they won't accept it, and you'll have to pile it in the yard. The worst environmental sin is mixing up your little bins. I try to do the earth a favor, separating glass and paper. Still, I sometimes get confused about the proper bin to use. That's why I wrote this little song. Feel free to sing along. Please avoid the worst environmental sin. Don't mix up those handy little bins, 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 bins. Go into the can, glasses for the glass can, but you must remove the labels if you're able to keep plastic pieces separate, or else they won't accept it, and brother, is your conscience gonna hurt? Cans, go into the can, crush them if you can, try to make them nice and flat, just like that. And to thank you for your trouble, sorting out your rubble, your rates are being doubled. Funny how that works.